The content of this program is intended for a blind and visually impaired audience. Hello, I am Shadate Hargett Hill. This is North Carolina Reading Service and Connect to Success, where I will be reading stories of inspiration from MoneyGeek.com, Resources for the Blind.org, and NorthCarolinaNews.com. We have all that and so much more coming your way. We're going to get started with an amazing story, a unique vision, coming out of NorthCarolinaNews.com. Blind CEO at North Carolina Plant turned rejection into resilience. This is from the Queen City News, Charlotte, North Carolina. It's plain to see that just about every item made at Lion Services is success. And it's a success story. They make all sorts of items, including backpacks, jackets, and pants for the U.S. military. But what really stands out is the group of workers who desperately want to be seen. We have a machine operator that have never seen the light of day. Before that, are legally blind, said CEO Philip Murph. Hello, an employee said, walking behind Murph as we interviewed him on camera. We see Bruce behind him. That's a legally blind person. As Murph pointed at him out, go ahead, Bruce, giving him the thumbs up sign. 75% of the workforce here at the location is visually impaired. One of the rare places where the disparity is on Nicole Ebhart's side. She says it is really hard as a legally blind person to find jobs out in the sighted world. Right before Nicole, Debbie DeLoach worked to stamp out the stereotype. She says, because of a lot of people think that we can't do anything, she says, I'm very happy to be working here and I'm very proud. Then there's Philip, the man leading the blind. Right now, we have about 140 vision impaired employees. I'm actually blind, said the CEO. Blindness could have handcuffed him, but 25 years ago, he went to college and forced himself out of his comfort zone. He said, I chose Bentley Abbey because they had nothing to offer for a blind person, and I wanted to put myself in a position that I had to work through to come out of this blind bubble, as he calls it, said Murph. He also said, I had to find who Philip Murph was. Finding himself took years, but on his second day at Belmont Abbey, he met Tiffany, his eventually wed wife. When asked if it was love at first sight, he said, he gave a quick reply. If it was, I couldn't say. It wasn't for me, but it wasn't for her as well. Ha ha ha, he quipped. He's been in the picture since the day they met. Ha ha ha, sit down, Tiffany tells Philip, who wandered into the background of the interview. She says, he isn't a shy person. And he goes, aren't a shy bone in my body, not one. Love is funny sometimes, he says. He may have not survived Winston-Salem parents detailed twins in the NICU chew. But he says he is one that did, and he is so grateful that of his twins, he was the one that survived, although he misses his twin from birth. This is our life, just craziness like this, Tiffany said with a big laugh. Kidding aside, Philip was bent on success back in the day. He graduated in 2001 with a computer science degree. He said, I applied to 208 companies and got turned down by every one of them, he recalled. Once they found out I'm legally blind, the job would disappear. But this job candidate refused to go away. He doesn't let a thing stop him, his wife says. Whatever he wants to do, he not only tells himself he can do it, he does it. Philip went to work at Lion Services and after several years earned an MBA before working his way up to president and then CEO. If someone tells you you can't, then you find a way to make it and accomplish it. And that's success in life, says Murph. Don't give up, Tiffany added. Sometimes the motivation to prove people wrong starts at the top. Egbert embraced the culture. As she says, it's allowed me to go back to school. I actually received my high school diploma, she said. Meanwhile, Deloach's patriotism speaks volumes. She says, my son is in the front serving his company, and I'm behind in the background serving the country. Ha ha ha, she says. With persistence, rejection becomes resilience. Sometimes laying the groundwork for something no one saw coming. So I'm taking the skills that I learned at Belmont Abbey and applying them here at Lion Services, said Murph. It all works hand in hand. Success, people reject rejection. Author John C. Maxwell once wrote, maybe that's the sum of the story of Philip Murph's story. And that again comes from CharlottesNews.com. A great inspiration to not only people who are blind, but all of us. We know that being a blind or print-impaired person has a lot of hardships that may come their way. One of those are home ownership programs that may be out there for them. And a lot of people that are blind and print-impaired do not know about those services, as well as other people that have disabilities. Well, this next story from MoneyGeek.com will give us some information on how to become a homeowner. Home ownership programs and support for people with disabilities. Achieving the American dream of home ownership should be possible for all, and our guide can help you with the home buying process if you have a disability. Home ownership may seem out of reach for many Americans, but those with a disability shouldn't count themselves out. The home buying process should be accessible for everyone, and some laws and programs can help you attain home ownership if you have a disability. We've gathered resources and support for navigating the home buying process, including obtaining a mortgage and what you need to know before purchasing a home. A snapshot of the home buying process for people with disabilities. Home ownership can be a worthy endeavor for people of all financial backgrounds and from all circumstances, no matter what. Having a safe and accessible place to live has benefits that extend to all areas of a person's life. Programs are available for many people. Special programs exist for people with disabilities, including those living with or caring for people with disabilities, and those who receive disability income. Seniors and people with disabilities who report having unmet needs for daily support in their homes, and communities experiencing worse health outcomes. If you've been discriminated against in the home buying process, you can file a lawsuit or a complaint with your state's Fair Housing Department. More information, know your rights as a home buyer. The federal government protects people with disabilities, whether they rent or own and reside in public or private housing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities in home transactions. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act prohibits discrimination against those with disabilities. Areas among other accessible resources are there for people, again, for the section of 504 of the Rehabilitation Act for discrimination. Americans with Disability Act, or the ADA. The ADA was passed in 1990 to give people with disabilities equal opportunity to those without disabilities. The law extends to public places, including schools, workplaces, transportation services, and private locations open to the public, such as restaurants and hotels. And in 2009, the Americans with Disability Act Amendments Act, the ADAAA, adjusted the meaning of disability. People with disabilities have equal employment rights and rights to state and federal government services. The Fair Housing Act. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing matters based on race, sex, and disability, among other protected categories. The Fair Housing Act provides legal protection against discrimination based on race, sex, religion, national origin, familial status, and disability. The law applies whether renting, selling, or owning housing property. Under the Act, people with disabilities have the right to make accommodations to their place of residence for accessibility. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, HUD, offers information on housing discrimination under the Fair Housing Act. Section 504 of Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 prohibits organizations that receive federal assistance from denying services to people with disabilities. People with disabilities are given equal rights to access the benefits and services, just such as through a mental health center or nursing home. This means people with disabilities have equal opportunity to receive federal services. Equal Credit Opportunity Act, or the ECOA. Under the ECOA, lenders must provide an explanation if they deny an applicant credit. It also extends protection based on other classes, such as race, sex, and marital status, among others. The law was enacted in 1974. Now, the next question they ask, can you buy a home on disability income? If you receive assistance in the form of disability income, such as Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, or Supplemental Security Insurance, SSI, you can use it to qualify for a mortgage. The income counts towards your total monthly income for the purposes of securing a mortgage. If you do receive SSI, however, keep in mind there are assets limits, $2,000 for a single person and $3,000 for a married couple. This could make it difficult, if not impossible, to save up for a down payment. And while lenders cannot refuse you a loan because you receive disability income, they can turn you down if you don't meet minimum income and credit and debt requirements. Eligible income sources for a mortgage is what they want you to know. SSDI and SSI are acceptable income sources for a mortgage. If your application is denied, you can request an explanation from the lender. You can also try to apply again with a different lender. Long-term disability income. This type of income provides disability income over a long period versus temporary disability. Typically, long-term disability is paid until the collector reaches retirement age. This type of income is considered an acceptable source of income for home loans. Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. This form of disability income is intended to help cover basic costs for people with disabilities. While SSI is accepted in most home loan programs, the amounts tend to be a little different. Some Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, SSDI provides income depending on how much you've paid into Social Security and for how long. It is an eligible source of income. You can apply online for SSI and SSDI income. Now, five tips for buying a house on disability. Though many are facing housing insecurity, buying a house using disability income should be as straightforward as purchasing a property using other approved income sources. You need to ensure your credit score meets the minimum requirement for the mortgage program you're applying to, and prepare a down payment in cash. You'll also want to shop around with different lenders and check what interest rates they offer. Number one, tightening up your credit score. If you have any derogatory marks or outstanding debts attached to your credit report, you'll want to take steps to clear these before applying for a mortgage. Certain items on a credit report can prevent you from being accepted for conventional loans. Generally, having a higher credit score will garner a lower interest rate, saving you money over the long term. Number two, prepare your down payment. Know your budget and make sure you have the amount needed for a down payment. Typically, this ranges from 5% to 20%, though some lenders may accept as little as 3% down. Number three, research lenders. Not all lenders offer the same interest rates. You'll also want to find one that streamlines the process as much as possible. So performing research via the internet or word-of-mouth reviews can help you find a lender that will be best to work with. Number four, calculate your debt-to-income ratio. When you apply for a mortgage, your lender will look at your debt-to-income ratio to calculate how much of a loan you can afford. It can be helpful to know this information in advance to help you decide your budget for home buying. And number five, apply with your lender of choice. You have the choice to decide who your lender will be and who they won't be. So you have that information that you can use to get the best person for you. This online application with that lender, while with others, you may go in person to apply. And you can take someone with you who can help you read all the fine print to know exactly what is expected of you. The next thing they ask you to talk about, how to qualify for a mortgage. Obtaining a mortgage should not be a problem if you receive disability income, as laws prevent lenders from discriminating against people with disabilities or people with disability income, which is accepted source of income. However, as we stated before, keep in mind that you can be denied a mortgage if your total income doesn't meet the lender's requirement. It can be a good idea to hire a mortgage advisor to help go over the different mortgage programs and types of loans, such as a FHA and conventional, to see which is best for you. How to qualify for this loan? You need to knowing your debt-to-income ratio and boosting your credit score before applying for a mortgage can be helpful first steps in your journey to buying a home. Having all your documentation before you pre-qualify is important to make the process as easy as possible. And of course, with these five things they're asking you and talking about, some of the tips are reiterated because they are very important from the last five tips. These tips are four tips that they're giving us about this is know your credit score. We talked about that. Checking your credit score in advance and calculating your debt to income ratio can give you a heads up about your financial picture before your lender checks them. Number two, estimate how much you can borrow. By knowing your debt-to-income ratio and how much you have saved for a down payment, you can estimate how much you can borrow. Number three, know how much a home you can afford. It is very important to know what home is affordable for you. You do not want to go above your means as far as whatever your disability income or what your regular income is. So again, know how much home you can afford. The fourth step, be prepared for lender questions because they will ask you questions. The main thing that they will want to know is you'll need to answer questions about any inquiries, marks, or any other marks on your credit report or late payments that have been reported to the credit bureaus. You'll also need to answer questions about your income and any employment that you may have. So protecting yourself from mortgage discrimination, that's what we're talking about next. Knowing your rights and the laws to protect discrimination, to prohibit discrimination, can help you feel more confident in the mortgage process. These laws are important to know so that you can be aware of any red flags the lender raises if they come up and any questions they may ask that would be unlawful. Know your rights. Keep these best practices in mind while working with your lender to ensure that process is fair and within the law. If you experience discrimination, you can take steps to address it. Keep your income verification handy. Lenders will look at your Social Security benefit letter or other documentation to verify your income. However, they are not permitted to ask any questions about the nature of your disability or whether these benefits are likely to continue. They are not allowed to ask those questions. If you are denied a mortgage, know your rights. Lenders must provide a written explanation for denial of credit. If you believe you have faced any kind of discrimination, keeping records of the application process is essential, so you have written documentation you can provide. Submit a complaint. If you believe you have been discriminated against in the mortgage process, you can submit a complaint with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau online or by calling 855-411-2372. Again, you can reach out to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau online or by calling 855-411-2372. Do you need to hire a housing counselor? Housing counselors are available if you need them. If you are looking to have information about them, again, you can look up First Homeowners information on Google and look up housing counselors for mortgages. Other things you can look for when you're looking for that counselor. You want to find someone that is knowledgeable about that, offers online resources for locating a housing advisor. Again, you can find that online looking for housing advisors for first homeowners. A housing counselor can take a look at your financial picture and offer advice for finding the best mortgage for you. Be sure to have a list of questions to review with your housing advisor to maximize their services. Contact your local organization. Federal and state governments offer help and resources for people with disabilities to find a home, as well as make accessibility improvements to an existing home. Contacting your local government via a municipal website, email address, or phone number can be a good start to finding hyperlocal resources. And be sure to check your state's government page for disability resources. For example, the state of New Jersey offers housing resources for people with disabilities. And for us locally, the example will be the state of North Carolina. You look them up and they have offers for housing resources for people with disabilities. Homeowner financial assistance and support programs. While people with disabilities applying for conventional and FHA loans may need to meet income thresholds, programs are available that help people with disabilities obtain a home loan without these stringent requirements. There are also special VA home loans for veterans who are disabled. Disability home loan programs. There are home loan programs for people with disabilities and general home loan programs for people with limited income. These programs can help make it easier to get a mortgage and one that works with your financial situation. Requirements for these programs differ from conventional and FHA loans, and there are conventional loans that people with disabilities or on low income can use. They offer lower down payment requirements and lessen restrictions to allow greater flexibility. Freddie Mac Home Possible is a conventional loan that allows for a down payment of as little as 3%. I'll read that one again. Freddie Mac Home is possible, and they have loans that have down payments of as little as 3%. Co-borrowers who don't reside in the home are also able to be on the loan, and borrowers can own other property without being disqualified for the loan. Fannie Mae Home Ready allows for a lower down payment and increased credit flexibility for borrowers. Borrowers are required to take a course on home ownership education to qualify. Again, that is Fannie Mae Home Ready. And a home ownership class is you need to take before you can qualify for that. Housing Choice Vouchers, or HCW. HCW offers help with home ownership costs and mortgage payments. There are no specific income or employment requirements, making it a good choice for people with disabilities who may be on limited income. Contact your local public housing authority regarding eligibility to see if you meet the income and family size requirements to apply. Again, that is Housing Choice Vouchers. Go to your local public housing authority for information on that. Government assistance programs. Both the federal and state government offers assistance in various forms. Resources are available to make the home buying process more manageable, including tax-free savings accounts for people with disabilities, assistance regarding saving for a down payment, and housing advice from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity of HUD, HUD, offers guidance on its website about fair housing laws and allows you to file a complaint if you have faced discrimination. It also posts new updates about issues regarding home ownership for people with disabilities and connect you with a HUD-approved housing counselor if desired. Requirements and eligibility for HUD. There are no requirements for working with HUD aside from having a disability. Other information, income of Americans living in rural locations. USDA loans do not require a down payment like other loan types. A few different types of USDA home loans allow for modification to a home or a mortgage for a new home. Keep in mind, there is a little or a list of requirements to be eligible for a USDA loan. There are three types of USD housing loans: single family housing direct home loans, Section 502 guaranteed rural housing loan, and Section 504 home repair program. The first two loans help low income borrowers get mortgages for terms ranging from 30 to 38 years fixed. The home repairs loan allows finances for home repairs and improvement. These are some of the things you can look forward to if you are